The first known Illinois death of the coronavirus is a South Side of Chicago woman who didn't fear death. WBEZ's Natalie Moore has this remembrance.
That's Patricia Friesen singing with her sisters at Progressive Beulah Pentecostal Church, not far from her home in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. Her nephew, Tara, posted this video shortly after she died.
I remember hearing her sing, and it was like her voice would send chills up my back. Everywhere I went, I would hear somebody, sing a song for me, sing a song. They would love to hear her sing.
Friesen died Monday night, on Tara's birthday, at the University of Chicago Medical Center, where she had tested positive for COVID-19.
The thing about my auntie is the more people that knew her, her love grew. She believed we were all sisters and brothers. She was just a positive energy person. She was very spiritual.
Patricia Friesen was 61 years old and a retired nurse. She came from a tight-knit family that spends a lot of time together. She had 8 siblings and, Tara says, too many nieces and nephews to count.
We still counting that list.
Tara says his family is sad and confused by Friesen's death. His mother, Friesen's sister, is being tested for coronavirus. The rest of the family is trying to get tested too, he says. They are worried.
We're dealing with it. It's unexpected, so everybody's kind of in a uproar.
Tara's in Texas and comforting himself in memories.
My aunt was always the rock to always hold me down and give me some positive advice and let me know things were going to be okay.
Friesen provided him reassurance when he needed advice raising his daughter. Between tears, Tara says his aunt would want the family to keep going. She used to say,
"We're supposed to cry when a baby is born, but we're supposed to rejoice when someone's died because they're going to be no more pain, they're at peace."
2 days before her death, Friesen posted a message on her Facebook page. It reads, "Until the good Lord calls me away from this world to the next, I want to make it clear that I believe in Jesus Christ as the true Lord and Savior. Despite the fact that I am human and I fail a lot of times, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God who was sacrificed on the cross and died for our sins." Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.